You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, check out this headline. Nearly all British doctors have given placebos. We're talking 97% of British family doctors admit, very happily admit, that they give patients placebos. Now, what are placebos again? Placebos are like the dummy pills, or they're pills with inactive ingredients. They won't hurt you. They just do nothing. They do nothing. We use placebos when we study medications or when we study outcomes of certain procedures type of thing. But usually we use placebos when we are testing out a medication. You know, so you'll hear a study about men who used Viagra versus men who used placebo. And a placebo is a non-active ingredient, non-sildenafil, non-active Viagra ingredient. And you'll hear that the placebo people actually did gain erections and, you know, did have some success with the medication, but more people had success when they took the medication. So they always need to compare medications in these studies to placebo. Okay? You know, if you have a group of 100 people and you split them up and you give half the drug, okay, and then you give half not the drug, would those other half still have the same effect just because of regular life? You know, do people just regularly get erections in the morning, etc.? So, for example, so that's why they'll give a placebo drug. People think they're taking the medication, and then they see if they actually had a successful event or not. Well, now we hear that in Great Britain, as a part of their regular health care practice, they just write placebos. Researchers at the English Universities of Oxford and Southampton found that the vast majority of general practitioners, GPs, had used quote-unquote impure placebos or unproven treatments. Now, from what we understand, this is normal mainstay. This is something they do in Europe. They write placebos, or they allow people to take a vitamin or something as opposed to a pharmaceutical for cholesterol. Now, why should we care about what happens in Great Britain? Why should we care what happens in Europe? Because apparently our government thinks that their healthcare system should be the barometer of our healthcare system, and they would like us to mimic it as much as we can. Now, as far as I'm concerned, okay, if I have a heart condition, if I have menstrual cramps, let's just leave it as menstrual cramps. You better not give me a placebo, okay? If I'm a cramping and a PMSing, I want the drug. If I find out you're giving me placebo, you better flee. That's all I could say. Okay, some 12% of doctors actually just used pure placebo, sugar pills or saline solutions with no active ingredients at all. They say administering placebos in general practice should contradict ethical guidelines set out by the General Medical Council. But they say this is something that happens just regularly. They aren't trying to dupe patients. Patients think they're getting better. They take the placebo, they get better. It's cheap. You know, they're saving money over there across the pond, and this really isn't a big shock. To me, I'm like, are you kidding me? Some 66% of respondents, when they surveyed, said that pure placebos were ethically acceptable under some circumstances. Now, a third of them said no. Now, where I have a huge problem with this is the idea that there is a duping going on. I mean, I don't know what the tax rate is across the pond, but I'm under the impression that it's pretty damn high. And if that tax rate is high because it includes health care, don't be passing out placebos. Now, do placebos work? Of course they work. Placebos work. I mean, I've told you this. If you can make a bottle that says placebo on it, one of my partners who I opened my practice with, one of my business partners who I originally opened my practice with, Integrative Family Medicine, you know, he noticed that the placebo effect was so powerful that, you know, he even said years ago they should probably bottle up something called placebo, let people take it. The problem is once you think it's a placebo, once you know it doesn't work, the reason why placebos work is because you really think you're getting the drug. You know, some of the most amazing data we get with placebos are sleeping pills. People will pop a pill and they'll fall asleep, even if the pill doesn't have an active ingredient. But because they think they took a sleeping pill, it reduces the anxiety of them not sleeping. And then they go and take the pill. Remember the birdcage with Robin Williams and Nate? Oh, why can't I think of Nathan? I can't think of his name. But remember, he was given Purin tablets. Now, he was given Purin tablets by Spartacus, the sexy gay butler. And Robin Williams is like, what the hell are you giving her? Well, her, him. What are you giving him? Why, what's this Purin tablet? And he goes, oh, it's just aspirin with the A and the S scratched out. Now, that idea is something that a lot of people actually do. They'll take an aspirin or they'll take a Tylenol, and the placebo effect will get them through whatever they want to get them through. Pain medications. We'll see this with pain medications too. The idea of just having a pain medication or a pill is sometimes powerful enough to decrease the anxiety of the pain. Now, one thing I do with a lot of my patients who do take pain pills is I tell them to crack a bunch of their pills in half. Now, it's difficult because if they see that, you know, if they see that they cracked it in half, mentally that could just ruin the whole placebo aspect of it. But if their body just needs to feel like they got a pill, then maybe crack the sucker in half. All right, but where are we going here with our health care? Do you think they're going to try to adopt this placebo thing? Oh, hell yeah. Of course, it's cheap. It's cheap. You know, why give the expensive Plavix or the expensive amiodarone? Now, I mean, I doubt they would do this. I realize this could be an exaggeration. I doubt your, antiarrhythmics are going to be swapped, you know, for placebos. But, you know, don't be shocked, people, you know, if later Americans adopt something like this. Because if we're so infatuated with the European model of healthcare, I don't know why we're so infatuated with it. I'm not. But if we're so infatuated with it from a government sense, then you bet your butt they're going to try to adopt cost-saving measures. I find this extremely scary. But I would like to hear from you guys. Was there something that was kind of placebo-ish or faked your mind out that worked? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, Doug Dahlia. Hey, I have a friend who was ranked number one in the world. He just died of a gallbladder cancer a month ago. And I'm just wondering, they took his gallbladder out and part of his liver. And I'm just wondering, if they got all the cancer out, why did he die? And why would they do chemo after that if they got everything all out of that? And if it was all out, he shouldn't have had chemo and he should have lived. Because I know someone just had gallbladder gallstones. They took the gallstone, they took the whole gallbladder out, and he's 85 and he's fine right now. That just happened. But this other friend of mine died of that, and I'm just wondering if you could explain anything to why that would happen.
Oh, gosh, I am so sorry. Oh, I mean, gallbladder cancer is a tough one. Those are one of those rare types of cancer that by the time it's found, it probably had already spread. I mean, even stage 2 gallbladder cancer, it's already by the outer wall. And what it sounds like to me is when they did find the gallbladder cancer, they will go in and take out the organ that has the cancer, and they'll probably try to remove, part of the liver and other parts that could have the cancer. But by the time a pancreatic cancer is found or a gallbladder cancer or an ovarian cancer is found, many times pieces have already seeded out. So that's why they do chemotherapy after they remove the cancer, depending on the stage. And my guess is he probably had at least a stage 3 or 4. They assume that some of the cancer already snuck out. Now, the reason why these cancers can already start to seed and sneak out beyond the original organ is because cancers need a very big blood supply, a huge blood supply. And the blood supply needs to feed the cancer. The cancer grows at a faster rate than normal cells. Its metabolism is higher. Therefore, it requires more blood, you know, which is why sometimes when we evaluate for cancer, like, for example, cervical cancer, et cetera, we go for the area where it looks like there's more blood vessels, because your body will be supplying more blood because of the hyper metabolistic aspect of the tumor. So if there's the extra blood flow, it's very easy for parts of the cancer to get into the bloodstream. And once it's in the bloodstream, it could spread elsewhere. So the art of chemotherapy is to try to knock out any of the cancer cells and avoid the healthy cells. But not all chemotherapy is effective. Some is, some isn't. And unfortunately, these cancers that involve these internal, very juicy type organs, we call the pancreas a juicy organ, and I kind of attribute the gallbladder to a juicy organ. These organs, when you get the cancer, it's pretty aggressive. And I am so sorry your friend died. In an older individual, you will sometimes see cancer grow slower. You know, like for example, prostate cancer in a younger man, a 40-year-old man, will be more aggressive than prostate cancer in a 70-year-old man. Okay, we'll see that. Same thing with breast cancer. Breast cancer in a 25, 30-year-old, vicious. Breast cancer in a 67-year-old may have the potential to work a little slower. So, unfortunately, your friend, I mean, he sounds young, and unfortunately it sounds like the cancer by the time it was found was unfortunately probably at a higher stage. But that's why they'll remove the organ and then they'll do chemotherapy. You know, some of you that have had thyroid cancer, very common cancer I'm noticing. We're seeing a lot of it. What happens is the surgeon goes in and he takes out the cancer. From what I understand, it's kind of bluish green. And so he could actually see where it is, but you can't see microscopically. So then what they do is they do the thyroid treatment afterwards. They have to do the radioactive treatment afterwards, assuming some of the cells have gone rogue. And you just see that with many types of cancers. Now, some of you are probably, you know, scratching your head going, well, then how the hell can we make sure we aren't walking around with gallbladder cancer? Well, pancreatic cancer, didn't we just have pancreatic cancer is one of those cancers that also we need to, jump on right away. It comes on pretty quickly. I guess Harry Reams, porn star who was in Deep Throat. I never saw Deep Throat. I'm sure many of you have. I was only 1 year old when it came out. He died, I believe, yesterday of pancreatic cancer, age 65. He had been battling it for a while. But what I recommend to people who, you know, when they hear of these stories, you know, don't panic, okay? Nobody wants to be told they have a cancer diagnosis. So, of course, we all want to be proactive, but you could get paranoid. You know, you could drive yourself crazy trying to figure out if you have one of these rare esoteric type of cancers. What I recommend is if you have a symptom that doesn't go away, check it out. I'm sorry. Excuse me, this coming from a doctor who's probably dealing with pneumonia as we speak. If you have a cough that doesn't go away, check it out. If you have a mole that's getting bigger, doesn't go away, check it out. If you have abdominal pain that doesn't go away, check it out. The reason why gallbladder cancer and pancreatic cancer and gastric cancer fools us is because sometimes that cancer can mimic regular, what we believe are everyday symptoms. So you'll hear of somebody who died of esophageal cancer or gastric cancer, and I'll ask the family, you know, when they tell me that, you know, one of their family members back east, et cetera, you know, had died, I go, what were his symptoms? And, you know, they say, oh, well, he had heartburn for years. And, you know, then you're like, well, gosh, I have heartburn. I mean, a lot of my patients have heartburn, you know, which is why many of you have been getting frustrated with your family doc or your internal medicine doc because, or your PA or nurse practitioner, because when you come in with chronic heartburn, they've been sending you to the gastroenterologist. Well, because chronic heartburn may not just be heartburn. Even though heartburn in and of itself could be a problem causing changes up your esophagus because of the acid coming through from the stomach to the esophagus and causing changes which could later cause esophageal cancer. But, you know, heartburn or the idea that you have heartburn, it may not be heartburn. That could actually be pain coming from your stomach. It could be an ulcer. It could be a gallstone. It could be a pancreatitis. So if you have a symptom that just doesn't go away, get it checked out. Once you get it checked out, amazingly, we're talking about placebo when we first started the show. You know, a lot of times, once you check it out, many times the pain goes away. I was having chest pain. And I, you know, was nervous. You know, being a doctor, you start to think because you see everything. And once I got my stress test done, he did a nuclear test. I got to see the heart. I got to see what happened. Chest pain just miraculously went away. Okay? You know, in my practice, we don't have any hypochondriacs. Somebody may be a hypochondriac, but I don't treat them as such. Because many people who were told they were hypochondriacs ended up actually being right the whole time. All right? I just don't underestimate anybody. You know, somebody saying, gosh, I just feel like something's not right. I told you guys about that patient that came in. She was an uninsured patient, didn't have insurance, and doctors were blowing her off because she said that her best friend was a palm reader. You guys have heard this story, for those of you that listened to my show before. And her best friend, who was a palm reader, read her palm and said that she has a tumor in the ovary or a tumor in the colon and to get it checked out. And she comes to me and she says, Dr. Wax, sorry, you know, nobody will run any tests on me. They think I'm crazy. I go, I don't think you're crazy. I don't know much about palm reading. I don't know if I believe in it, but I believe you that you're scared about something. And if you want me to check it out, we'll check it out. Okay? I mean, I don't care if she doesn't have insurance or not. If she wants me to order the test, and she was willing to, you know, go and get a colonoscopy by a specialist and go and get a pelvic ultrasound. Who am I to deny it for her? Just because I'm reading in her chart, she doesn't have insurance. So she wanted a pelvic ultrasound. We ordered it. She wanted to go and get a colonoscopy. I sent her to a GI doctor. Not sure why anybody else didn't do that for her. And she actually did have a tumor on her ovary. She did. Went to the gynecologist, had it removed. She didn't follow back up with me because she didn't have insurance and she needed to use her money for the specialist, which is fine. But from what I understood, she did fine. But, I mean, somebody read her palm and told her that. Okay? Now, could somebody say, Dr. Dahlia, she probably knew something was wrong. Maybe she was having pain with intercourse. Maybe she was thinking that maybe she had a tumor on the ovary or tumor in the area. Who knows? But, you know, you need to listen to your patients, and, you know, if they want something, order it. I understand with Obamacare, things are going to be different. Like we're seeing in Europe, doctors are prescribing placebos, which is pretty scary stuff. But my recommendation to you all is don't just wish something will go away. All right? A lot of times it won't go away. Now, mind over matter. Okay, if you don't think about something, sometimes the symptoms don't bother you. So I understand that. Same thing with chest pain. Once I knew everything was clear, the chest pain miraculously went away. But if you have any abdominal pain or any issues that just are kind of festering, get it checked out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is an interesting email. Thomas from Seattle writes, Doctor, I've been engaged for 8 months to a beautiful woman, but last night we had our first fight. It was over something stupid, but she went all crazy. I mean crazy. Throwing stuff, I have to use the word stuff, screaming at me, says she hates me. Is this just cold feet, or am I making a mistake by marrying her? All right, this is, you know, I'm a family doc, but I love how many times I get to get involved in, you know, some of the whole psychology type stuff and, you know, marriage therapy and all that. Okay, so you're engaged to somebody who, quote unquote, went all crazy. Oh, okay. All right. But first of all, I'm glad you saw this. Okay, I think a big mistake many young couples do, or just many couples in general, is the engagement period is too short. Now, remember, engagement periods used to need to be short because you couldn't have sex until you got married. So why be engaged, you know, for 2 years? You can't have sex during that time. But nowadays, people are having sex anyway. So at that point, if nobody's really kind of worried about the whole premarital sex issue, I guess then I would recommend have as long an engagement period as you can. Because you need to see I hate using the term crazy. It's kind of colloquial, but can we just for brevity's sake, can we use that term? Okay, people showing each other's crazy. Now by crazy, what we'll do is we'll use that term to denote, you're wigging out about something, or, you having a little thing about you that may be considered crazy, like you talking to your stuffed animals, or you thinking that your cat is a dead relative, something like that. Okay, I'm not saying you have mental illness, but we're just going to very colloquial call that someone's crazy, okay? The big mistake that people do is they hide their quote-unquote crazy. Okay, do you think I wanted my husband to see me go ape crazy before the wedding? Oh, hell no. No, I wanted to get married. I was 26 years old. I was 26 years old, and I thought I was going to be a spinster. So I wanted my husband to make it to the finish line with me. So I was on good behavior. Now, luckily for him, I have the stress of medical school. I have the stress of trying to match. And when I moved out to California so I could go to UCLA to do my last year, so he and I could plan the wedding, etc., a lot of the issues that probably wouldn't have shown up till after we got married showed up before we got married. So we were able to fight and have some fights before we got married. Now, luckily for me, my husband's worst day is still pretty damn good. Okay? So I got to see what he was like at maybe near his worst with some, yeah, and it really wasn't that bad. I could handle it. I was like, dude, I could handle it. But for me, I was so in love. I was so caught up in the honeymoon period that I never really went off. There was no reason to be. I was on such a high getting married. I'm going to be married. I'm going to be Mrs. Corey Wax. I was so excited. Remember, I wasn't a doctor then because I was still in medical school. So I was so excited. So when I saw him fight, and, yes, I was worried about some of the things we were fighting about. You never understand what's going to happen with in-laws until, you're surrounded by that, or money issues, etc. But I knew that in-law issue was never going to be a temporary one. I knew, and we've gotten along with the in-laws and everything's fine now. I knew money issues wasn't going to be a temporary one. So I was able to kind of see what things would be like post-marriage into the future. And I'm like, this ain't bad. This is pretty good. Okay? But after we got married and after things were settled, and here I am working 36-hour shifts, not getting a lot of sleep, he ticked me off one day. And I went AWOL. And I'm screaming and yelling. And I told him, this is something that I regret. But I told him that I was going to make him live with my mother. I brought my mother involved. Now, my husband's like, oh my gosh, now we're talking about mama crazy. Oh, don't let mama crazy get involved. But I was so mad that I was going to kick his butt out of the house, make him go live with my mother, and never, because I didn't want to kick him out on the street. I'm like, you're going to live with my mother, and you're going to like it. Now, he was like, oh my gosh. Okay, so then he saw that after the marriage. But now he didn't want to leave me. He's like, okay, hopefully this is a fluke, and I've never brought my mother involved again. I've never made him do that, etc. But there's an art to fighting, people, and I think a lot of us make big mistakes. Let me teach you guys how to fight with your spouse. Okay, when you guys fight, okay, if the other person thinks they're not winning, they're going to reach into their bunker and get more heavy artillery. So the big mistake you make when you fight with your spouse is you keep going, huh, is that it? Is that all you got? See, I learned this very easy with my husband. I was like, really? That's the best you could do, right? Right? You said I look like my mother. Honestly, is that the biggest thing you could throw, your biggest grenade? So he'd go and reach for more, and he'd reach for more, trying to nail me. Now, I knew what his artillery was, and I mean, come on. I'm Dr. Dahlia. You think he could knock me out in a verbal round? No way. He never had a fighting chance. But the problem is the fight fight won't stop if your spouse is continually reaching for artillery. What you need to do is, and again, you don't want to pretend, okay? You don't want to sound condescending. You don't want to sound patronizing. But if you're smart, what you need to do is act like the less severe artillery or the little grenade did you win already. Okay, and I know it takes a big man to do that, but think about it. Okay, one is you stop the fight. Okay, so for example, if he starts to bring up, I look like my mother, what I should do rather than saying, is that all you got? Go more and extend the fight. You go, you think I look like my mother? Okay, so I bring on the tears. Well, immediately, you know, my husband's like, I didn't mean it. Oh, my gosh, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. I go, oh, my gosh, I don't want to fight with you because, oh, my gosh, you level me. Okay, so anyway, so he's all happy. He goes off because he thinks he won the fight. Okay, now this is where the genius comes in, people. This is where the genius comes in, okay? And remember, two steps forward, one step back. Paul Abdul was right. Okay, you need to go one step back in order to get that two steps forward. So now, my husband thinks he won the fight. Okay, you've stopped the fight. There's no more there's no more big guns being brought out. Okay? A weenie grenade, all right? You are saying already knocked you out. Now, your spouse is on the high ground thinking, yeah, all right, I won. Now, go up to them and get your concessions. That was the whole purpose of the fight anyway, right? You wanted concessions. So I go up to my husband and I go, okay, honey, I don't want to fight. I learned my lesson. You know, what do we do about the situation? All I want is, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I'm sorry I made you mad. You don't deserve it. You're a wonderful husband. How should we approach this? Because I need this. Well, my husband's on such a high that he won the fight that he gives me what I want. So I basically win the fight anyway. You see, why were you guys fighting to begin with? You were fighting because you wanted you wanted what you wanted. Lose the fight. Make him or her give you the concessions. You got what you wanted. You stopped the fight. Now, true, you may not get the quan. You may not get the credit. Your spouse may go tell her friends, I won the fight. Who cares? You got what you wanted. Be smart about it, people, when you fight. Okay, so what should we tell Thomas? And if she didn't threaten to kill you, I think you're okay. If you get into a fight and somebody threatens in the fight that they're going to kill you, no, don't marry him. Because what we've seen is spouses are killing each other. But if she's yelling and screaming and says she hates you, learn how she fights. Okay? That may be her biggest gun in her artillery bunker. Okay? I hate you. Okay, she probably doesn't hate you. She's just trying to figure out how to knock you down. So learn. Okay, learn from this and learn how to fight with her. It may not be that bad. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey. Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. TR writes, my wife and I were fighting for years, and then her doctor diagnosed her with depression. He prescribed her Zoloft, and we haven't fought since. I am relieved that it wasn't me, but that she was having a chemical imbalance. Can you please make the suggestion that all... that all wives go on medication. No, come on, people. Okay, you know what? Yes, okay. Yeah, did you ever think maybe she had to go on the Zoloft because she was married to you? No, I am not making the suggestion that all wives go on Zoloft. You guys are crazy. Okay, okay, we've talked about this. We've talked about how one of the spouses goes on a medication and all of a sudden everything is nice in the home. You got a point there. You do have a point. If somebody has a serotonin deficiency, and we've talked about this, and you give them something that helps raise their serotonin, like Zoloft, Lexapro, Paxil, Prozac, then they're going to be less edgy. They're going to be less grumpy. They're going to possibly sleep better. They may be in a better mood. So you do have a point. Okay, you have a point, but no. But I'm not all wives go on the medication. But the idea that you have an evaluation for depression, anxiety, sleep disorder, mood disorder. For the love of the Lord, never in a fight accuse your wife of having a chemical imbalance. She will go sorcerer on you. Okay? You know what you should also avoid doing, which I learned the hard way, is don't quote ex-boyfriends, don't quote ex-wives or ex-girlfriends. I made my husband so mad. He's still mad about this. Apparently, whenever we go and get gas, okay, I'll fill up the tank or he'll fill up the tank, but what he does is when he puts the gas cap on, the gas cap, he puts it on really, really tight. He does that with sodas also in the house, so I can't open it up because he screws it on so damn tight that I can't open it up. Okay, so he does it to my gas cap on my gas tank. Well, if he does it so damn tight, when I need to go and get gas, I can't undo the cap. Now, the reason why I always leave it loose is because I had dated somebody. It was a few guys before my husband, and he had told me, don't put it on so tight. Because it could increase the pressure in the gas tank. I mean, I was a college student then. I was like, oh, of course, whatever you say. I mean, I didn't really look into the physics of it all, but I believed him. So when my husband did that, I'm like, honey, so-and-so told me not to, put it on so tight. And that, because he's like, why do you leave it so loose? And I go, because that's what my boyfriend taught me. Okay. So he's all ticked off, right, because I didn't mean to bring up an ex. I wasn't talking about how well he kissed or the fact that he didn't make me pay on a date. I didn't bring any of that up. But the fact that I am following the advice of another man and not my husband really ate into him. Now, what was a benefit of that is now I know I have now something else in my, artillery store, right? If I ever want to fight, I could just quote Dirk or Brian. But anyway, so he now, still to this day, years later after I brought it up, will tighten my gas tank lid so damn tight because he doesn't forget that. So anyway, don't do that in a fight. It just doesn't help, okay? Don't bring up exes, etc. Don't accuse your wife or your husband of having a chemical imbalance. There was a study that came out. I don't know if it was a study or if it was a report, and WebMD had published it, where they said, this idea of not going to bed angry. Apparently, one of the authors said, no, go to bed, whether you're angry or not. Because if you're in the middle of a fight, sometimes sleeping on it helps. I notice that the next day, I'm usually not that upset about what happened the day before. The kids could have ticked me off. The dogs could have taken a dump on one of my dresses that fell off, out of the closet and onto the ground or something. And I'm just not as mad about it the next day. So I'm pulling it up right now. Lisa Earle McLeod, author and 23-year-old marriage veteran. She says, get some sleep. And then the next day, deal with it. Maybe that's not too bad. Always take a break because while you guys are in a fight and you're throwing grenades at each other, allegorically, sometimes take a break. Calm down a little bit, okay? A lot of times, now I've taught you guys this, and for those of you new to the show, this is some pretty good advice right here, okay? I know I want to get to some of the medical stories, but they aren't as interesting as this, so sorry. But this is Dr. Dolly advice here, okay? All right. If you are ever in a discussion or in an argument with somebody that doesn't see things your way, always stop. And if you want to get them to listen to you, because they won't engage, okay? They already think you're crazy. They think you have a chemical imbalance. They're already tuning you off. Stop and agree with them on some good points. Again, don't look patronizing with it. Don't. Okay, like for example, somebody will come into my office, okay, they'll see me as a patient, start arguing with me about Obamacare. I've told you guys this. They'll say, those doctors that made Obamacare go through, oh, no, it's somebody who's for Obamacare, okay? I don't want to, we're talking about somebody I disagree with. So somebody going, we need Obamacare, you doctors are just all about the money, all right? Doctors make too much money, yay for Obamacare, I'm proud of it, thank God for Pelosi. Now, how the hell do I agree with anything he just said? Okay, but I'm gifted at this, people, okay? I'm gifted at this, okay? What I do when I have somebody, I do prescribe them Zoloft, but not until I get my point across. You're right, they'll end up getting some Zoloft out of that one. But anyway, what I do is I'll agree with them on common ground, because he's not going to listen to me if I go, oh, I don't know what Pelosi and Sebelius was, you know, I mean, if I just start going off, you know, saying my Halloween costume, I went as, you know, Pelosi. No, he's not going to listen to me. He's going to tune me out. But if I go, I mean, our healthcare system is a mess. I mean, we do need to reform it. I mean, insurance is too high. Doctors are ordering tests and they're still getting sued. So the tests aren't even protecting them from lawsuits. Our system is a mess. And the guy's like, yeah, you're right. It is a mess, you know, but okay, I've engaged him. Okay, I've engaged him. But now here comes the education, that my three E's, engage, education, enlist. Now here comes the education. My problem with as a doctor is, you know, the government had that opportunity to start fixing, but what they wrote fell so short. We need to reform healthcare. Again, agreeing with that patient. But how? What we need to do is we need to make sure people keep their insurance. We need to get insurance cheaper. We need to lower costs. We need to stop ordering tests because we're worried we're going to get sued. We need, so by the time we're done, I'm agreeing him on all these points. But I got him thinking that Obamacare kind of sucks. See? Okay? So same thing with a fight. If your wife is completely upset that you don't want to go to her mother's for Thanksgiving, okay, agree with her on some common ground. You know, Thanksgiving is a time for family, and we don't see your mother enough. And, you know, your mother really does need to spend time with us and the kids. Okay, you got her. She's listening now. She is salivating at the mouth because you are saying something that she never thought was going to come out of your mouth. Okay? But honey, let's do something like this. Okay? Let's plan where we give your mom a visit out, or we go to your mom, all right, and we do, does it have to be Thanksgiving? Why don't we do Christmas? Why don't we celebrate her birthday? Why don't we surprise her? She's expecting us Thanksgiving. You know what would be amazing is a surprise. Let's set up a surprise party for her. You and I and the kids show up. Okay, she may dig that idea, and now you just got out of Thanksgiving with your in-laws. So, I know I wanted to talk. Apparently, we got this, a 14-year-old girl honor student who just died huffing. So we're going to be talking about huffing and this kind of stuff in the next period. But I hope I gave you guys some pretty good advice on how to fight, how to defuse fights, how to be smart about it, because there is an art. And most of us don't know the art. We end up fighting with our spouses our whole marriage long, and then we end up getting divorced. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of savvy. All right, guys, don't go away. We're coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.